of what he wrote, and I particularly appreciate this concept of a common home. I think that's a beautiful organizing principle for thinking about how we as a global community address lots of challenges. And today I'm very pleased to support this work. Thanks to the staff, thanks to Susan and her team, and everyone who took time to testify today, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this is a very ambitious plan, but then I guess they always have been. And I think the ambitions of our citizens and residents have grown and are up for the challenges that are presented by this action plan. I want to thank the mayor's office and also the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability and Jackie Dingfelder and the task force that helped put this together. And I think we have we certainly have our work cut out for us and some major decisions that will follow from adopting this plan today. But I think that the times are ripe. And even Commissioner Fish embraced the Pope yesterday in his op-ed piece in the Portland Tribune. So I'm jumping on that Pope bandwagon, too. In fact, Mayor Hales, I want the exclusive marketing rights to the selfie.
Okay.
When you come back. Okay. Aye.
Novick?
Commissioner Saltzman, isn't it the Pope Mobile rather than the bandwagon? Michael mentioned in his presentation that there's polling that shows that 88% of Portlanders recognize we need to change our way of life in order to address climate disruption. And I think that we should recognize that we have already adopted policies that are, in a way, asking people to accept changes in their way of life, which some people sometimes find annoying, in the interest of reducing our carbon emissions. There's a lot of people who've let us know that they had a way of life that didn't include having to deal with lots of bicycles, and some of them find bicycles rather annoying. And I think that we should acknowledge that, you know, sometimes you do get stuck behind a bicycle and you have to look out for them, and some of them can even be rude, I mean, although not the vast majority. But we are asking people to put up with more bicycles on the road because bicycles don't use gasoline. And part of what and people should know that something that they can do to reduce carbon emissions in the city is simply to tolerate bicyclists. Similarly, there's a lot of people who are annoyed by new apartment buildings going up in their neighborhood, and it increases traffic, it might block their view, the construction's annoying. But as Michael said, having more people living close together is, particularly in cities, particularly along transit lines, is key to reducing carbon emissions. Because if a bunch of people live close together, there'll be a grocery store that pops up to within walking distance. And there might be a salt and straw that pops up there too. And a lot of people think that's a great thing, but there's some people who say, you know, I didn't mind driving to the grocery store, and I have no interest in bubblegum flavored ice cream with kale sprinkles, so I don't really think these are great new amenities. And to those people, I think we say, listen, we realize that to you, the new apartment buildings are just an annoyance, but we're asking you to put up with that annoyance as part of your contribution to reducing carbon emissions. I mean, I think that at some point, we're going to get to where everybody recognizes that fighting global climate disruption is the struggle of our time, as Chair Kafuri said. And as some speakers have said here today, we need to take it as seriously as Americans took the Second World War. And I hope that we get to the point where people every once in a while walk up to a bicyclist getting off their bike and say, thank you for your service. And where people at dinner parties say, you know, there's a new apartment building going up in my block and the construction's annoying and it'll add traffic and it might block my view, but you know, anything for the cause. And I realize that might sound crazy, but if we're going to avoid catastrophic climate change, or rather climate disruption, I think is a more precise term, then a lot of things that now seem crazy are going to have to come true. Aye.
Hales.
Well, I want to thank you all and thank the Bureau and my staff, Jackie in particular, and others who've worked so hard on this. Just a couple vignettes to close out my thoughts on this. President Obama was speaking to the U.S. Conference of Mayors on Friday on this subject and others, and he had a great line, which is, on an issue where you're asked to choose between ideology and reality, pick reality. And that's, of course, what we're doing here. And the other reassurance, or the other vignette I want to offer, is just one of reassurance. You know, we hear the fear and concern about this issue, and maybe a tinge of wonder, can we in little old Portland actually make a difference in all this? And I'm here to tell you from my life experience that we can't, and that we already have, actually, because I've spent the last 10 years helping other cities start building transportation systems that were modeled after ours. And little old Portland maybe wasn't on the map at the beginning of that period, but by the end it was. And now my wife runs a program at Portland State that deals with incoming delegations that come here to study our sustainability, and they've had someone come here from every continent except Antarctica. And if the penguins who are watching the Ross ice shelf crumble could figure out how to get here, they'd probably come too. So, you know, the world has noticed Portland, which is why we got this amazing invitation. So I think the fact that Portland is being a leader is not just, of course, important in Portland. And we have real evidence around the world and around the country that what we do matters to people other than just us. So I appreciate the long-standing leadership of people like Susan and the folks that we've heard from today. I do believe this will make a difference, and a big one, and it will matter. Thank you all very much. Aye. And let's vote on the other two resolutions.
688, Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye.
689, Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
I think it's very intriguing, the concept of green bonds. I'm not sure I totally get it, but it sounds like something that hopefully we can make a reality.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
There's quite a bit that Jonas Bury talks about that it takes me a while to get, but I think he's onto something here. Aye. And we are recessed until tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to put a selfie. I want to put on my Facebook page.
Can I put the selfie in?